They don't disarm, we will disarm them. And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi at the White House.
Now we are entering what is essentially phase two of this agreement, which is the demilitarization of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, the reestablishment of a police force in that area for peacekeeping, and also the establishment of a new governing body.
In the meantime, Israel says it's limiting aid into Gaza. And Christian Cordon of the International Red Cross says the clock is ticking.
I think we are not yet there yet. We are clearly not yet there.
CBS News joined other news organizations today in declining to agree to the Pentagon's new rules for journalists. President Trump was asked about the new policy.
I find that when it comes to war, and now our great Department of War, we have some great people over there. I think it bothers me to have soldiers and even, you know, high-ranking generals walking around with you guys on their sleeve asking them, because they can make a mistake, and a mistake can be tragic.
Caitlin Huey Burns reports there's another vote scheduled to end the government shutdown, but it's likely to have the same outcome as the last few.
Here we are in the same place that we have been for a couple of weeks now. The difference is now people are starting to feel the different pressure points. We're seeing the situation at airports across the country as well, and more is likely to come. So whether that builds any pressure on these lawmakers on either side to strike some kind of compromise still remains to be seen.
The man charged with breaking into the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania and setting a fire has pleaded guilty to attempted murder and other charges. Governor Josh Shapiro.
We will forever be changed by this. We know that time will heal, but the scars will remain.
Matt Piper reports retail giant Walmart is going high tech to give its shoppers more ways to browse for bargains.
Walmart is partnering with OpenAI to give shoppers a new feature that lets them complete purchases using ChatGPT. Users can ask it for things like best mattresses under $1,000 or a gift for an avid reader and buy suggested products from within the chat. OpenAI announced the instant checkout feature in late September and launched with Etsy.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed. The Dow was up 200 points. The Nasdaq off by 172. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. A transit center makeover might pull into the station. Racine's Public Works Committee will meet tonight to discuss spending nearly $100,000 on upgrades to the transit center. The focus is on fixing leaks and structural issues to improve bus service and safety. The committee meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. Ascension, Wisconsin just announced a new agreement with UnitedHealthcare, ending a weeks-long contract dispute that left thousands of patients scrambling for care. Ascension hospitals in Racine County had been out of network for many UnitedHealthcare patients, causing higher costs and fewer options. According to a news release, the deal ensures that individuals and families with UnitedHealthcare coverage can continue receiving high-quality care at Ascension, Wisconsin hospitals, clinics, and outpatient facilities without disruption. WISN reports an email from Ascension says the deal is effective immediately. A legal group is urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to revoke Michael Gableman's law license over ethics violations. The court will decide whether to impose the stronger sanction. Gableman admitted to multiple ethics violations tied to his work investigating the 2020 election. You'll save about a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine instead of Kenosha today. The average gas price today in Racine County is $2.60. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. More than 40 states are seeing gas prices decline, and oil prices dropped below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. The man involved in the federal case against Judge Hannah Dugan has pleaded no contest to state domestic violence charges. Eduardo Flores Ruiz entered an Alford plea, meaning he maintains innocence but agrees there's enough evidence to convict. He was sentenced to 9 months in jail and awaits federal sentencing. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's trial begins in December. Ryan Braun will throw out the first pitch as the Brewers try to even the NLCS series against the Dodgers tonight. The game starts at 7:08. Pre-game starts on WRJN at 6:30. And that's the news. On WRJN, I'm Connie Fellman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late, and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing, and you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously wish we could have pulled it out, but you know, we knew the series is gonna be a battle. It's gonna be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals on Sunday. Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers for tonight and a low in the mid-50s. Rain ends early tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high close to 60. Friday starts dry, then some showers move in late, and rain chances continue for Friday. In the Saturday, lesser chances Sunday. It's 60 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1969.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. So, it's time for another trip in our musical time machine. Back in the year 1969, gas was 35 cents a gallon, bell bottoms were the height of fashion, and everyone seemed to be saying, "Right on, man." It was a year the whole world looked to the sky, and for once, not just because of the weather. In July, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin made history by walking on the moon. Folks huddled around black and white TVs, holding their breath as Armstrong took that famous giant leap for mankind. And somewhere out there, a kid probably tried to take that giant leap off the couch and broke a lamp. And while the astronauts were walking on the moon, a few hundred thousand young people were dancing in the mud. Woodstock, 3 days of peace, love, and music. And on the radio in 1969, we were listening to the Guess Who and No Time. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
No time for a summer
1969, it's the Guess Who and No Time on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969. Now, that band is from Winnipeg, Canada. They were touring in September of 2001. In fact, they were in New York City on September 11th for a concert that they were going to do in New Jersey the next day. And of course, after what happened on September 11th, that New Jersey concert was, as expected, canceled. Well, in 1969, a little trouble for Senator Edward Kennedy.
At midnight last Friday, Senator Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge and into a pond on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. A young woman in the car with him was drowned. Kennedy survived but failed to report the accident until 10 hours later. Today, police moved to prosecute the senator on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident after causing bodily harm.
And on the radio in 1969, we released listening to the Archies and Sugar Sugar. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 69.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
It's the fictional band, the Archies, and Sugar Sugar on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969. Now, that song is often seen as a moment of levity during a turbulent time in history and is a prime example of bubblegum pop. It was a massive commercial success, sold nearly a million copies in the U.S. in 1969 alone. Well, also in 1969, we had the Miracle Mets.
Met fans now, over 57,000 roaring in every pitch. The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left, waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champions. Gary Koosman being mobbed. Look at this scene. Here's the Met locker room. At 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Orioles, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors.
And on the radio in 1969, we were listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival and Down on the Corner. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969.
Early
1969, it's Creedence Clearwater Revival and Down on the Corner on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969. Now, that song was written by John Fogerty. He was inspired after seeing a newspaper ad for a Disney feature on Winnie the Pooh. He thought of the phrase Winnie the Pooh and the Pooh Bears, which evolved into Willie and the Poor Boys, and that song was featured on their 1969 album, Willie and the Poor Boys. The song hit number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. What were we watching on the big screen in 1969?
Paul Newman is Butch Cassidy. And the Sundance Kid is Robert Redford. Catherine Ross is Etta Place.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid premiered on the big screen in 1969. And that is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Tomorrow we're going to feature the class of 1963.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
During Medicare's open enrollment,
It's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Timeless hits on WRJN, and now a song that's been featured in lots and lots of movies and TV shows. Movies like Kindergarten Cop 2, Daddy Daycare, Billy Madison, TV shows like Glee, The Gilmore Girls, Chicago Hope, The Wonder Years, and more. It's the Jackson 5 from 1970 and ABC on WRJN.
Well,
It's WRJN. You can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. It is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Ascension, Wisconsin just announced a new agreement with UnitedHealthcare, ending a weeks-long contract dispute that left thousands of patients scrambling for care. Ascension hospitals in Racine County had been out of network for many UnitedHealthcare patients, causing higher costs and fewer options. According to a news release, the deal ensures that individuals and families with UnitedHealthcare coverage can continue receiving high-quality care at Ascension, Wisconsin hospitals, clinics, and outpatient facilities without disruption. WISN reports an email from Ascension says the deal is effective immediately. Traffic around American Family Field tonight should look a lot like it did for Game 1. The first pitch between the Brewers and Dodgers is set for 7:08, with Ryan Braun to throw the ceremonial pitch. Fans in the ballpark will get rally towels. The Dodgers lead the series 1-0, and Milwaukee hopes to even things up tonight. Pre-game starts on WRJN at 6:30. A Wind Point traffic stop last week turned up a bunch of drugs. Police arrested 20-year-old Alejandro Medina after they say they found cocaine, THC vapes, and evidence of drug sales in his car. Officers say Medina tried to have a passenger remove a backpack full of drugs before a canine search turned up the stash. Along with the drug charges, Medina is accused of bail jumping for breaking the terms of his release on a previous case. Tomorrow, students in Racine County will take a pledge. They'll be taking part in what's called a special pledge day. And according to the county, students at five schools will be invited to sign a pledge committing to keep their schools safe from violence. Community leaders will be on hand at the schools, including Horlick, Case, Park, and Mitchell, to provide support and talk about ways to stop violence involving guns. It's part of a national movement encouraging youth to take responsibility and speak out. Local groups like the Woodson Center and Voices of Black Mothers United are partnering to support the effort. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers for tonight and a low in the mid-50s. Rain ends early tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high close to 60. Friday starts dry, then some showers move in late, and rain chances continue for Friday. Into Saturday, lesser chances Sunday. It's 60 right now.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's
and we like to talk with Diane Carlson. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
You can feel it in the air. Fall in general and October in particular are the spooky season. And this year, all three Racine County theaters are each participating in spooky season with a little different thing, a little different way. Over Our Head Players, we'll have the final week of Lizzie, a rock opera reimagining the Lizzie Borden story this weekend. And then the following week, Racine Theater Guild will open a farcical take on Dracula. But this weekend, Burlington Haylofters opens their production of Terror by Gaslight. This one is a true thriller. You try saying that three times fast. A true thriller for the stage. It's set in the 19th century, and it revolves around a doctor who is obsessed with creating an anatomical museum. So to furnish his museum, he's on a quest for cadavers. Side note, I think Quest for Cadavers would make a really great punk band name. On his quest for cadavers, he obviously starts dealing with some unsavory characters involved in grave robbing. So this attracts the attention of a persistent police detective as the doctor's activities cause suspicion, blackmail, and increasingly violent murders quite close to home. The Haylofters are running Terror by Gaslight for 2 weekends, October 17th through 26th. Tickets and information are on their website at thehaylofters.com.
I'm guessing it's probably on your calendar, too.
It is on our calendar, too, which is hosted right there at racineartscouncil.org.
All right. Spooky stuff. Thank you, Diane. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. We'll be right back.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's time to play Can You Guess? Americans spend a collective 8.1 billion hours a year doing what? The answer? Sitting in traffic.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. So let it out and let it in. Hey,
take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you begin to make it better.
Timeless hits from the Beatles and Hey Jude on WRJN. How about your Green Bay Packers? We all love our Green Bay Packers. We've got another one coming up for you this Sunday on WRJN.
Tell all the people across the USA,
boom, boom.
I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Green Bay Packers, Arizona Cardinals this Sunday. The kickoff is at 3:25. We'll have the pregame for you at 1. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, The Lanes on 20, Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo LLC Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. Check out those Green Bay Packers this Sunday and all season long right here on WRJN.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. In an early test of the Gaza peace plan, Israel threatened today to hold back some aid trucks to Gaza if Hamas doesn't release all of the remains of the deceased hostages. And there's the issue of disarming Hamas, which President Trump said could be done quickly and violently if Hamas doesn't do so on its own. CBS's Tony DeCoppel spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu after those comments. He talked about the stages of the 20-point plan.
We also agreed, okay, let's get the first part done.